Welcome back to the Power Hour. We don't need no music today. We need information, callers, news, because it is coming down, listeners, and I am not making light of it. It is so serious. We don't know what's going to take place, but what we do know is we need to be as prepared as possible and not shocked. We need to know that our Heavenly Father is much more powerful than any New World Order faction. Let me just tell you that I had a Power Hour chatter that came from a high-ranking commander's wife. It was kind of a slip-of-the-tongue kind of situation, but they were moving back east to be part of, I don't want to give away too much information to give away who this person is, but they were going to be doing something in Washington, D.C. And the husband, who is a commander of a base, said, do not look for a house, because they have a military website where you can find military housing, but being sold by other military people. They said, do not go into Washington, D.C. We will not live in Washington, D.C. Find a house outside. I'll drive. Now, what that means, I don't know, but I mean, it had to do with some kind of warning. Do not find a house in Washington, D.C. So I think we know something's about to take place there. And the question that Super Bowl Steve had, he asked in his last letter is, does this mean, he said, I don't know if this means that bombs and other small nukes will go off at the same time in D.C. or in other locations around the United States, but he's concerned about it happening in Detroit. He says, look and see if Bill Gates is going to be at the game or Condoleezza Rice. See who is going to be there. Now, the one thing I do know is that if there is an event at the Super Bowl game, and remember they shut down the courthouse. They've already shut down the courthouse, the federal courthouse next to where they play the Super Bowl. It's been shut down for 4 days. Now, you tell me why that they would shut it down Tuesday through Friday for a football game. I mean, business goes on, but I guess not there. Anyway, check that out. Let me go to Rich in Missouri. Rich, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I just wanted to comment that this is the most super target-rich area in history. If you think about the, I'm a media monitor, and I listen to what the other media's offer, but I sort of put times on it, and when they do stuff like Alec, for example, Alec had a the sheriff on the afternoon of the next day after they pulled the garbage truck out of the river between Mexico and the United States, and they had Mexican military pulling it across, and it was a whole big thing. Well, it's 4 weeks later, NPR is reporting on it in the morning, and at night, Fox does a report on it, and then it becomes part of the media. But it's 4 weeks later. So I just monitor how much time they spend and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ford and GM were very strong in the media the past month. And it's all about bankruptcies. It's all about pensions, overloads. It's all about blah, 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 blah. Well, where are they headquartered?
That's right. That's right. Detroit. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and Joyce, this is a riddle for you. What's the square root of orange?
Well, I don't know. What is it?
Turquoise.
Are you serious?
Go to netlink.com, and that's one of their AM advertisements is a question that leads up to, it was weird. I laughed because I'm starting to believe you.
You're starting to believe me, at least on that one thing, huh?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. If you didn't see Flight 93 last night, all the bad guys, I mean, it's like, I'm a bad guy. I want everybody to see because, you know, we can't tell who the bad guys are. They put on orange headbands. Now, is that an Islamic color? I don't know. And the background of everything on the airplane was blue, lighter blue than navy. Anyway, just my own personal opinion that something is going on here. And, by the way, Coretta Scott King died last night. She was recently at the museum for her husband, but, boy, she went very fast. She looked pretty good at the meeting that she was attending. But she has died now, so that's an end of an era for sure. We're going to be right back with Joan Vian, our guest today. We're going to talk about New Orleans, eminent domain, and global governance. Stay tuned, back in 3 minutes.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNLive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting a media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Everybody, we all know that knowledge is power, and this is the Power Hour. And this is Joyce and Dave. I did that on purpose. I did that on purpose. I want you to know that. Dave was joining us in the first hour, but he won't be here in the second hour to bail me out. This is Joyce and Dave in the Power Hour, and the opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. And if you haven't watched Flight 93, check it out tonight. You won't believe it. Check those points that we talked about earlier, because there's a lot there that you need to look at. Anyway, we're going to get on to other subjects, because we're going to be talking about eminent domain, global governance, and what's happening in New Orleans. Now, if you just heard Rodney, who called in a few minutes ago, you heard him say that New Orleans was a federalized city. New Orleans, Detroit, L.A., Las Vegas, New York, Washington, D.C., and Kansas City, Missouri. So, is something going to take place at the Super Bowl this weekend? Well, that's another whole issue also. But joining us today is an independent businesswoman who has been our financial monitor and our eyes and ears around the world. She just returned from the World Financial Forum. She has been attending all the G8 meetings. And Joan Vian comes to us to help us understand what's happening in the money world, but today, what's happening in New Orleans. And I thank you, Joan, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I consider what we're going to be talking about today of grave and great magnitude. America has been a free country, and what we are starting to see is a complete change as a result of the Supreme Court, which is not supposed to make law, and basically go after the whole sacred right of personal property rights here in America. And the Kelo versus New London is just a evil, evil law. It should have never been passed.
Which is the eminent domain law, correct?
The eminent domain law, absolutely. From a global standpoint, which is where I am as far as what I look at with regard to my research and my understanding of the world, my whole goal has been to seek truth. Now, I want to make a parallel today. It might be a pretty shattering parallel, but I basically consider what is happening in New Orleans as the 21st century battle for New Orleans. In the book, The Battle of New Orleans by Robert Ranimi, he says, the Battle of New Orleans was one of the great turning points in American history. The country had gone to war with England in a desperate effort to prove that its independence won in the Revolution was no fluke, no accident, no grant by a reluctant mother country to her rebellious colonies. Everything changed with New Orleans. In one glorious moment, the nation had demonstrated that it had strength, will, and ability to defend its freedom and to prove to the world that it was here to stay, that its sovereignty and rights were to be respected by all. We are now living in a time in which I believe the rights of the American citizens are being dismembered, disavowed, and basically thrown down the toilet. It is of a grave concern to me. How could they do this? They could not do this unless they created an international level above the nation state. In my first book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, my whole thesis is that when the United States signed the United Nations Charter, that we reverted back under British rule, because I believe the British control and rule through the United Nations. Now, for people who would like more information on my research, they can go to my website, womensgroup.org, or they can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. I have newsletters. I have a newsletter on the British Commonwealth. Let me just say this, because this all has to do with personal property rights. A year ago, when I was looking to figure out why things are the way they are at the United Nations level, I realized that the Commonwealth is able to operate inside the United Nations. Now, the Commonwealth is comprised of former British British colonies, literally still under the control, but of course they don't say it in those terms, by Queen Elizabeth. As a result, I did some research and I found out that the United States is outvoted throughout the whole United Nations level, whether it's the United Nations, the World Bank, the IMF, the WTO, the WHO, the G8, the Free Trade Areas of the Americas. There are enough votes by British Commonwealth members to literally outvote America. All right, so we're outvoted all over the place. Now, what is happening down in New Orleans? The battle for America, as I just read, was fought by Andrew Jackson in 1812. January 8th is when we won our full independence from the British. What does this have to do with New Orleans? Prince Charles came to the United States in November. And for people who didn't follow what he did and where he went, that is a mistake, because he sent a clear message. First of all, he did go down in New Orleans. He's trying to buy property down in New Orleans. And furthermore, he has sent to work with the governor of Mississippi on the Mississippi Renewal Forum two of his key people to help replan the Mississippi as well as New Orleans. So what am I saying? I'm saying the British are back. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Now, what is happening in New Orleans? First of all, the British are using new bombs this time instead of those, the type that they used in 1812. We no longer have the muskets. We no longer have the kind of heavy equipment that they used at that time. It's all been replaced by modern things. I have written an I have written a newsletter about Katrina, and that's a 16-page report for people who are interested.
My goodness, that's in depth.
They can call that number because, first of all, I believe that in a very sophisticated world where we can put all kinds of gizmos up in space, that we can also change weather patterns. And I certainly believe that that is what happened in New Orleans. I don't think it is an accident. As I take a look at the geographical position of New Orleans, back during the time that we were a British colony, up until the War of 1812, the Mississippi was a key waterway for people to get their goods to Europe and vice versa. That has not changed. There is great power in the location of New Orleans. There is great power with regard to the fact that we have numerous oil wells out in the Gulf, in that whole area that were taken out, that many of them are still in the process of getting online or back online. But the bottom line is New Orleans is a key area. I see what's happening in New Orleans as the remake of America. This is the pattern. And in my newsletter on New Orleans, I call it my Katrina newsletter, I basically made some assumptions. And I basically said that what would be happening in New Orleans is that they would be building it under Agenda 21 guidelines, that they would be using regional government, that everything that would happen down in New Orleans would be basically the blueprint for what they would do for the rest of the United States to change it.
So you're talking about sort of like just blowing it all away, starting from scratch,
yes,
and rebuilding it under Agenda 21 guidelines.
Absolutely.
They had to totally demolish the town then.
Well, yeah, because you see, I think there's greater plans. Now, let me just use this for a minute. When I read the Mississippi Renewal Forum summary report about what they're going to do down there in Mississippi, there is 120 miles, 11 cities that they have already, it's 110 miles, sorry, that they have already decided what they are going to do and how they're going to rebuild it. And the bottom line is, for example, in transportation, they call one section building a 21st century transportation system for the Gulf Coast. Well, it all has to do with mass transit. It all has to do with different modes of transportation that would be basically what has been recommended for years under Agenda 21. I remember doing an interview years ago when I was talking to a key person about why do we need mass transit. Well, you know, it's the idea of getting people out of cars and, you know, this whole thing of getting people, you know, just getting them out of cars and getting them to move differently without using all these resources. And he basically, when I was asking him about smart growth, the idea whereby a state determines where people should live and where they shouldn't be by designating growth areas within the state, so that the state is divided up between growth areas, which the state will fund through taxpayer dollars for infrastructure and roads and schools and hospitals, versus the non-growth areas, which mostly are the farming areas, the rural areas, where there's very, very few people living. The density is very, very sparse. And so, therefore, the state has determined, like they did in my state of Maryland, that they would no longer fund hospital, schools, and roads and infrastructure for the non-growth areas, forcing people into packed areas. So I was doing this interview with this guy down in, where was it, Rio de Janeiro, and he said, well, we have to get the density up in designated growth areas so that we can get the tax base up and we can justify the expense for mass transit and all of the other environmental things that we want to put in.
Imagine how it all comes together. We're going to be right back after this four-minute break with our guest today, Joan Vion. Check out her website, womensgroup.org. Back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I think freer in America today than they were a couple years ago.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Davon Clyde will hopefully be joining us at the end of the program. Our guest today is Joan Beyond. She is our financial expert who attends the world financial meetings and brings us the information. So that's why we want you to support her. Go to womensgroup.org. She has written some excellent books, The Sustainable Prince, Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. She has written the Global, give me the name of the other book, Joan.
Global Straitjacket.
Global Straitjacket, yes, thank you. And I do appreciate you all supporting Joan so she can continue to bring us the information. Real quickly, just one thing here. I have an article called Special Operations and Low-Intensity Conflict in the 21st Century, The Joint Strategic Perspective. Now, this comes out of some of the special command forces. I think it was John F. Kennedy's School of Warfare. And it states, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren may live in a world far, in a far happier world, thanks to the anticipated mid-21st century easing of demographic pressures. Now, isn't that kind of what we're talking about here, Joan Vian? As well as easing of demographic pressures, removing people from certain areas, as well as they go on to talk about food and water shortages and a number of other things. But you're talking about today the subject of New Orleans, eminent domain. Now, we're going to be having a gentleman joining us in this next hour who is down there, and he is trying to save these people's homes. We're seeing this property being taken from people. They're bulldozing homes without even the people's knowledge. How bad is the situation from your perspective, Joan?
Well, that's just like the British, I mean, you know, coming in and trying to invade New Orleans. Except we had Andrew Jackson, and we had people who were willing to defend our country. The battle's different now, okay? The battle's different. Let me go to sustainable development. My book on Prince Charles is about sustainable development, the sustainable prince, the sustainable development. Prince Charles was in back of getting Agenda 21 and sustainable development off and running, off the ground and running, and now in use 15 years later. Sustainable development basically says highest and best use. In other words, sustainable development says that you are only good as long as you can produce. If you produce, then you can eat. And we don't have time to go into a lot of the UN agenda to determine how much you and I produce and how much we consume. But sustainable development is about highest and best use. In other words, a baby does not produce. Therefore, they abort them instead of allowing them to grow because they take too many resources as a baby. They're not going to start producing until, you know, they're at least 15 years old. With regard to elderly people, you know, sustainable development says, hey, euthanasia, right to die with dignity. Look at you. You're no longer useful. The piercing of property rights says highest and best use for that property. And we're seeing where, I mean, you know, it was a Pfizer Corporation, Hank McKinnell. Hank McKinnell is a major mover on the international level. He works with Prince Charles. He works with the International Chamber of Commerce. He works with the World Economic Forum. I mean, he's a major mover. And Kelo versus New London was about Pfizer wanting to put a research laboratory in that would, quote-unquote, bring jobs and get up the tax rolls instead of a couple houses that sat on that property. And so we're talking highest and best use, and that's what you're seeing in New Orleans. Now they're going into that whole area, and they're saying, hey, look, guys, highest and best use. The geniuses, including two of Prince Charles' best urban planners, because the new urbanism that they're using and the company that they're using down in Mississippi, it's called the Congress of Congress for New Urbanism. That basically is built on sustainable development, Agenda 21, United Nations Biological Diversity Treaty. And the new urbanism basically says we need regional government, which is not appointed, which is not elected government, it's appointed government. So they're changing the structure between the counties, the counties, the cities, the townships. They're going to regional government, number one. Number two, they're using smart growth legislation and the new urbanism, which basically says the Biological Diversity Treaty, sustainable development, highest and best use. For one of the towns, and I'm sorry I don't have that here. I did read it, but I just don't have it off the top of my head. One of the towns that of the 11 towns along the 110 miles of the coastline of Mississippi, those 11 cities, one of them, they're now saying highest and best use is to make it the Monte Carlo of America.
Oh boy. Okay, we're going to be back in 3 minutes and find out what else they have planned for New Orleans. And also, we have Jeffrey in New Orleans, who was hit by the hurricane. He'll be coming online to talk to us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned with Joan Vian, womensgroup.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Tri-Vortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Tri-Vortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Tri-Vortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Tri-Vortex.com. That's Tri-Vortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartlinic Minute. Little did Disney know how small the world would really become. Now don't move a minuscule muscle, because when I come back, I'll take you on a fantastic voyage to the center of an RFID tag. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Honey, scientists have shrunk more than the kids, and the special effects in the automotive theater are really big. Based on RFID, or radio frequency identification, smart cards containing tiny antenna-type sensors enable them to receive and respond to radio commands of microchip tags embedded in toll gates, gas stations, and subway turnstiles. Card holders maintain freeway speeds, pump fuel quickly, and hop the train in a flash, all without small talk with attendants. The smart card automatically charges the holder's predetermined account. Little wonder why this technology is being adapted for big-time transportation needs. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, Dave Von Kleist, and Joan Dion is joining us today. We are discussing the subject of the Battle of New Orleans, which she says is consistent, what happened in 1812 with what is happening today. The website is womensgroup.org. And Joan, give them your phone number again, if you would, please.
301-371-0541. For those of you down in New Orleans, in that area, and you want to know what's going on, first of all, you need to get my my report on Katrina. All right, it's $18. It's well worth it. It's going to help you understand what they're doing, because what they are doing boils down to implementing everything from an international standpoint here in the United States that they've not been able to do because of our own laws, rules, and regulations. It basically is making that whole area a sustainable region. I guess that's the best way we could put it. A sustainable region. I believe it's going to be what they call a best practice region. See, they've done cities before, like I forget what city right now. I remember interviewing the mayor a number of years ago, and I had first become acquainted with what they were doing in this city because of being at Habitat 2 in Istanbul. Habitat 2 in 1996 was held in Istanbul. It was the second meeting that the United Nations held on basically city planning, urbanism, mm-hmm. The new urbanism. And at that time I couldn't quite figure out exactly what was going on. But there, I came across this this mayor from down there in the south, and they had used his city to start implementing, you know, where the downtown area is revitalized, where you bring in an aquarium, where you have walking paths, where there are no buses or cars that go into the downtown area.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody can. Yeah, everybody's seen those towns, yes.
Well, that's all part and parcel of Agenda 21. The other thing is that they did in those cities is they started using public-private partnership. Public-private partnership, again, my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, and the United Nations Global Straitjacket, deal with public-private partnership. What is it? First of all, it's fascism. It is the blending of business with government. Thanks to the economic genius that President Roosevelt relied on, John Maynard Keynes, Keynesian economics, Keynesian economics said, well, look, you're in a depression, so guess what you have to do, Franklin? You're going to have to deficit spend. And that's the only way you're going to get yourself out of depression. Wrong. We got ourselves out of the depression by a war. But they used deficit spending as the new form of economics.
And they've been using it ever since.
That's right. So here we are, trillions of dollars in debt. Every level of government is broke. What is the new answer? The new answer is public-private partnership, where corporations come in and they partner with all levels of government to do water, sewer, schools, electricity, transportation, buses, you know, all of your infrastructure needs. And so it's a complete switch of assets from the city government, the county government, the state government, literally to the corporation, because whoever has the money has the power.
Mm-hmm.
So public-private partnership, again, started in 1995, but Prince Charles started in 1990. He created an organization called the International Business Leaders Forum, which started with a core group of 60 multinational, transnational corporations, whereby they went around the world. They started in third world countries and former communist countries, setting up public-private partnerships. And so when I take a look at, and my research shows, and for people who need, you really, I don't have the website where you can go, but you need to search for the Mississippi Renewal Forum. And when you get to it, it has its own website, look for the summary report. And that's what I printed out. It's amazing. It is amazing that these planners were working within 2 weeks of what happened to put Mississippi together. By the end of November, they had a large meeting in which they presented all of their designs, everything that they wanted to do. Now, what is the technique they use? Well, they call it charrette, charrette, but it's actually a visioning program where they go in with all their designs and they meet with whatever people are either interested or left in the city. And they say, this is what we think you ought to do.
Let me just interrupt here and say that they couldn't figure out how to get to a hospital and evacuate these people out for 4 days. But you're saying that shortly after that, they had the entire plan of what to do with that city underway.
That is correct.
That's incredible.
It was. I was absolutely shocked. I was absolutely shocked because Haley Barbour, Andres Duaney, now I may not be pronouncing it right, Andres Duaney is worked very closely with Prince Charles for about 10, 12 years on urban planning. Prince Charles has used his ideas in putting together his own little sustainable city in England called Poundsbury. And Andrew Duaney and his wife put together the Congress for the New Urbanism. And the Congress for the New Urbanism uses all Agenda 21 techniques. Sustainable development, public-private partnership, regionalism, the United Nations Global Biodiversity Treaty, which in the States is being implemented through smart growth legislation, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's really what they're doing. They're going in there, they're using all of these techniques. You know, Prince Charles sent two of his key people to work on the teams to put together the whole region. Now, hello? Hello? And then
right.
Prince Charles just happens to come to the U.S. November 3rd. I mean, what great timing. And he goes down to New Orleans, and I did not hear about him trying to put together, trying to buy property until a friend of mine called me and told me to look on C-SPAN, because on C-SPAN they were interviewing some black people from the Ninth Ward. One of them was Mama D. Very powerful, articulate, brilliant woman. And she basically told them what she thought, and she understood exactly what they were doing. And she said, you know, my house is not for sale. She said, what is Prince Charles doing coming in trying to buy my house? I mean, trying to buy a property in New Orleans. He can buy it, but yet they tell me I can't buy it because it's going to be condemned.
Wow.
Okay? And these people also testified that they heard explosions after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people said, we heard bombs go off. And there was a big discussion, heated discussion, between the congressman and these people. And the congressman said, I respectfully ask that you not use the word that bombs went off. And she came back and said, I respectfully tell you that it's my right to explain it how I heard it and saw it.
Good
how
for
I
her.
Heard it. So
good
then it was,
her.
Well, did you see it? Well, no, but I'm two blocks away. I heard it, and I will never forget the power, the tremor, and the noise. She said it was a bomb. So these people, you know, they also testified that Donald Trump was down there earlier, and he was looking over, and he wants to buy a street. He already made it very clear he wants a section that he wants to buy. I mean, we are talking the vultures here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vultures can come in and redesign and remake New Orleans and take key properties that were probably not the best areas. And yes, they will increase the tax base, but it will be at the expense of the people.
Oh, it certainly
and
will.
Personal let me, property rights.
Let me go to Jeffrey in Louisiana because he is there, or he was hit by this. Jeffrey, you're on the air with Joan Vion. Go ahead, please.
Okay, let me amplify what she's talking about. First of all, the Monte Carlo business has to do with Gulfport Biloxi on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. But Mississippi and Louisiana are separate problems. Haley Barbour, of course, is former Republican chairman. But what I'm going to focus on is the Urban Land Institute report concerning New Orleans. The Urban Land Institute report, which will probably be adopted by Mayor Nagin and his cronies, calls for New Orleans to be split into neighborhoods that are tied into the central area by ground transportation, mass transportation, using light rail vehicles, and are linked by forests within the city, which will be used to store floodwaters until the waters can be pumped out. Now, there's your Sustainable Development Agenda 21 right there.
Absolutely.
Not only that, but this Urban Land Institute business, headed by Joe Cannizzaro and Press Kabakoff, who are the big realtors who wrecked downtown New Orleans by turning department stores into hotels, is busy working with Scott Cowan, Tulane University president, and many officials who are connected with the UN, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Yes.
The big problem here in Louisiana is threefold. One, the governor of Louisiana seems to be putting up a lot of resistance to it, although she's just called a special session of the legislature to establish a regional levy board to handle all levies on the Mississippi and Lake Pontchartrain. There's a fight over that because the Mississippi River and Lake Pontchartrain are different problems entirely concerning flooding. Number two, the Congressman Baker of Baton Rouge tried to set up a program where the government would buy property from the displaced property holders, especially in the what you call Lower Ninth Ward, that's the part east of the French Quarter and just south of Lake Pontchartrain, and then the government would rebuild the houses and then sell them back to the property holders if the property holders wanted to come back. The problem is Bush won't buy it, and he won't go for it because what he wants is an outright government takeover entirely of the entire area. And he is only saying that New Orleans will only get X amount of dollars, like $85 million, and then that's all they're going to get, and that's it. there'll be no more money spent on New Orleans. And the governors are telling them that if you want to build these plans about urban mass transit and so on, it's going to take millions and millions and billions of dollars more, especially if you try to build what are called Category 5 levees. In other words, levees that are big enough to handle a 155-mile-an-hour hurricane again, which we didn't have.
Right. Let me go to Joan for just a second. Joan, do you want to respond to what he's saying?
Yeah. This basically is socialism at its finest. It is the bankrupting of America. The bottom line is we're bankrupt now. We can't afford this mass transit. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not necessary. It's not needed. And, you know, I have in front of me an article from, had a woman up there, Hostility Greets Katrina Recovery Plan. One of your people said, you missed the boat. You know, give me a break. We don't need a light rail system. We're in the mud. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is a major takeover. They're not using guns and bullets. Okay? They're not using guns and bullets. They're using, philosophy and theory. And, you and I, look, the battle, you guys are in the thick of the Battle of New Orleans, and I don't know how the American people help. I don't know what we do. I mean, do we all go there? I mean, how do we help when this is happening? It's for you people down in New Orleans to come against this stuff, and I don't know how to do it. Do you?
Well, I have already sent an alternative plan to the mayor, and I've sent several newspapers. Of course, WWL, the local big radio station, won't let me on the air to explain it. And WTIX, which claims, or WIST is now called, claims to be a program of the right, admitted for one thing that the New Orleans mayor turned down a federal grant to have interoperative radio communications with the police and so on. And yet the funny part is during Katrina, the only federal agency that responded to New Orleans was the Coast Guard by sending helicopters and positioning them so they could come in and help the police. But even with that, nobody could communicate with nobody, and when the bombs blew up the levees, which Tammy Bruce cut me off on when I told her about it in New York on her WBC program, naturally the city went into almost complete chaos, and the looters took over, and we know what happened with that. They burned down Oakwood Mall in the West Bank. They burned down part of downtown, and only now downtown is beginning to recover a lot of its old stores, but it's still a mess. Much of those burned out places won't be open until next March or maybe early in the fall.
Mm. Well, it is a mess there, and I just want to say I commend you, Jeffrey. You are so knowledgeable, and the fact that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of excuses. Jeffrey is blind. Jeffrey does more.
Oh, God bless you, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey does more than any 100 people together do. And I just want to commend you, Jeffrey, and thank you for calling in today and sharing.
I'll have to call you back tomorrow because I went to the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and that's a separate issue altogether. So I'll call you back tomorrow on that. But I've been listening to the rest of this program before I go mail some letters on the March for Life.
Jeffrey, I want you to call me, 301-371-0541, and I'll call you back.
301-371-0541.
0541.
Right now.
0541.
After
I'm off, and I'll call you back so I pay for it.
Thank you.
Again, that phone number, Jeffrey, is 301-371-0541. I'll tell you, this guy is just incredible, and he got knocked totally out of his area, had to go live with family, and he's back now again in New Orleans, and I just respect him so very much.
You know. Let me just say this. I have covered global meetings for 11 years. I have read awful documents. I have seen the philosophies. I have researched it. I have tried to write about it so people can understand it, so they can to break it down for them. I have that gift. It has been a nightmare to live through all of this. Now to see it being implemented in my country. There are places in America where it's being implemented piecemeal, a little bit here and a little bit there. Why New Orleans? Why New Orleans? The whole location, the power of the Mississippi, the power of import, the power of export, where it is, that's why. And I think there's a whole lot more to it that you and I won't know for a while. But what they have done is, it's not just a city, it's a region. And so they are completely changing over the structure of government to regional government. Regional government will be the level of government that will be operating. regional government is operating all over America now. And let me go back to 1971 when Richard Nixon divided America up into 10 regions. And he started this whole level of appointed government. And here we are, 38 years later, and now it's time to, all across the country, I have people calling me and telling me about how there are laws being introduced to combine levels of government that were never combined before into new regions. This is very serious because regional government is appointed government.
I'm afraid we're out of time with Joan Vion. Joan, thank you so much for joining us today. This has got to break your heart after predicting it. And guess what, listeners? It's happening. Thank you, Joan, for bringing us this information today. We'll be talking to you soon. What an incredible lady. We'll be right back.
People who use supplements are learning more about herbs and their effectiveness, and so are the people who do the research and make the supplements. Turmeric has been long known to be a balancing and detoxifying herb, and curcumin is the active part of turmeric. Curcumin 98 is 98% curcumin, and ongoing studies are showing that curcumin is helping people who suffer from acne, allergies, autoimmune disorders, burns, chickenpox, diabetes, liver damage, rashes, tumors, ulcers, eye problems, multiple sclerosis, and more. Testimonies are rolling in from folks who've tried curcumin, and the results are some of the best we've ever seen. There are 500 milligrams of curcumin in each of the 200 capsules, and each capsule also contains bioperin, which doubles the effectiveness of the curcumin, and each jar is only $34.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Curcumin 98 is getting rave reviews across the board, and you just may add your voice to those who are singing the praises of Curcumin 98. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Curcumin 98 today.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Our guest, who's supposed to be joining us from New Orleans, we lost him for a minute, so we're waiting for him to come back to us. Brandon Darby is going to be our guest in this next section. Segment. Let me tell you that if you have not heard, if you didn't hear the program when we talked about it, Robert from the UK, who has been our guest on this program, talking to us about OxySorb and about the Health Point machine, told me that as a heads up, that the curcumin crop failed totally in India. I don't know why. I don't know what that's all about. But I would not be surprised if all these crops overseas that provided us with these incredible herbs might be failing. But the entire crop of turmeric failed in India. I don't know how that could possibly happen. But he told me that, and he said it's going to mean probably a price increase. I have not heard from him anything about that yet, but that's one of those items that we really, really like here at the Power Hour and just want to pass that on to you. I try to pass on the endangered species herbs to you all because, unfortunately, what happens is when they start working too well, and by the way, curcumin, C-I-R-C-U, I can't even remember what it is. All I know is it works. It has done wonders for the Power Hour dog here. Just wonders. A lot of people are really, really loving curcumin. It comes from turmeric. And a lot of these things are being written up now, and such as in the Journal of Cancer. And so they're trying to patent it now. They're trying to make it so that you cannot get curcumin unless you have a prescription. That's where they're going with it, because it is working so well as far as the destruction of certain types of cancers. So just wanted to let you know that. And if you want to get it, it's $34.95 at the Power Hour. That's for 200 caps, 150 or 200 caps. I can't recall right now. 877-817-9829. Let's go to Chris Charles in Missouri. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce.
Yes.
Curcumin is spelled
C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Thank you.
And if it don't have 98 trademark on it, don't have the power booster in it.
That's right, with the Bioperin. C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Curcumin 98 is the one that you want. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Charles.
You got it. I'm looking at my bottle. That's the only reason I know.
Do you like it? Do you like it?
It worked.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot of oxalic acid in it. But I was on the tail end of the interview you had with Joan.
Yes.
I'm a catastrophe adjuster. I'm sort of like a mortician that comes in to pay the bills.
Interesting.
And I went down deep into Mississippi, and I've got tons of associates that work all the New Orleans area. Lloyd's of London has insured all the Section 8 housing for the corporation out of Delaware called the United States of America.
Whoa, say that again. Lloyd's of London, that's
has
an insurance
insured
company.
All the HUD, Section 8, HUD, you know, all the little federal government. Yeah. See, people got to stop looking at this government as a government. It's a government that can kill you legally, but it's but only under common law translation. But the point is that the weather modification, 100% accurate on what she said, and everybody needs to get that, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Joan will be pleased that I gave her the $18 to do it. But
fantastic.
It's, yeah, I've got a ton of weather experience. The modification is an absolute. This morning I looked at airplanes flying over in a dry sky with only about maybe 3 miles of chemtrails. And I know for a fact that the reason that they're doing that is because the area below us needs the chemtrail when it gets there to the water.
Okay, stay right there. We're going to be back in 1 minute, 10 seconds. Lloyd's of London insured. This is interesting. Section 8. Got Charles in Missouri. We'll be right back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.